As we wrote the book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, we were talking about who we surround ourselves with, the right team that we surround ourselves. There's a misnomer that you're the aggregate of the five people you spend the most time with. That is not true for us. Every mom of four kids or five kids would be the aggregate of their toddlers. And that's just not what happened. What happens is we need to be intentional about choosing the teams that we play for. We have to be intentional by subject matter, topic, or expertise, what team we play for, and what position we play on a team. Is because of the service side of it that we are of service to others and are of service to us. This community, this frequency, this neighborhood that we create is based off of people that want to help each other, know people that can help each other. So as we choose the teams by surrounding ourselves by topic, subject matter, expertise of that service, because the fastest way to get to where we want to be is to play on a team where there's people that are sitting in a position that we want to play in, and that there's people on our team that we can help get to play our position to help them get to where we want to be or better. So as we look at what we're surrounding ourselves with, we have to categorize it by subject matter, topic, or expertise, and also understand the services that we provide and that others provide to us. When we surround ourselves with the right service, we're aligning our well-being with our purpose, and knowing that the thoughts about our purpose are our purpose. So we surround ourselves with people, then we surround ourselves with the right thoughts of our purpose, then we surround ourselves with the right actions, beliefs, and feelings of those service too. That is aligning our well-being with our purpose. We stop giving from a whole, God-sized hole, and start giving from overflow. We're serving from not the cup, but the saucer. And so many of us are trying to fill that God-sized hole, everything but God. And we treat this self-care as the infrastructure. And that self-care allows us to provide the overflow, the service that we need. So as we look of how we frame our human experience, that starts when heart starts and stops when our heart stops, we look at the self-care side of it, and we treat this infrastructure of knowing that what keeps our heart beating, our sleep. If we don't sleep, our heart will start. Our movement, if we don't move, our heart will stop. Our breathing, if we don't breathe, our heart will stop. Our eating, if we don't eat, our heart will stop. And drinking, if we don't drink, our heart will stop. And this allows us to create the framework, the structure, so that we can show up and enjoy consistently, persistently in the pursuit of our own family potential, our team potential, our client potential, our community potential, onwards and upwards. We choose connection, this neighborhood, this frequency, over performance. We need to choose the clarity, harmony over noise. We need to choose mentorship, coaching, and teaching over mere answers and outcomes, because the evidence that is presented each and every day to us is not aligned with where we want to be or better. There's usually no evidence, or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or better. Coaching, teaching, and mentorship over these outcomes, because the evidence is usually not there of where we're going to be or better, or it's contrary to where we want to be or better. It's behaviors that this service, this team play that we're looking for, of being of service to others and others being of service to us in the infinite loop service, where we're giving service, we're given service, we receive service, and we ask for more service as well. We practice receiving so our giving can multiply in this infinite loop. We remember, remind, and recollect the behaviors, the quiet work, our planning, our recovery, our reflection, our recollection makes the loud work matter. These lessons that we're teaching today of surrounding ourselves with the right service are the playbook to serve longer, to look harder, and to lead better. And if you would like the guide exercises and book alongside, just email me. I will do this free, david@themeltzer.com. The first lesson in surrounding ourselves with the right service and beautiful frequency that we belong to is fill our own cup first. When we give from depletion, our clarity, harmony, empathy, and creativity shrink, condense. It's a zero-sum game that we're playing. And eventually we'll end up at zero in all man-made constructs, not infinite constructs, but man-made constructs. It's important that we distinguish the man-made constructs that have a quantifiable reality to it and a zero-sum game applicable to it, comparative to the infinite amount of love, kindness and generosity that is in the infinite, that has an automatic, infinite, abundant, unified system that it belongs to. And the infinite loop of giving is automatic within the infinite things like love and kindness and generosity. But in the man-made constructs of time, money, and things like that, there is a zero-sum game, and we must work with it and reconcile the infinite nature with the man-made construct of the zero-sum game so that we don't deplete what we have so we can't give anymore. Self-care is the infrastructure that keeps us present, creates resilience, and creates an effective, efficient, productive, accessible activities for the long game, because things will happen very slowly and then all of a sudden in the man-made construct, this structure. Although we admire givers who pour into everyone else, if we don't, or we won't and don't refuel, there in our impact quietly erodes to the zero sum. In other words, if you give more than you get back, you're going to end up at zero in the man-made constructs of money, time, and anything quantifiable that we have in the man-made, not the infinite kindness, generosity, and love. We can't serve well on empty. We can't serve well when we're interfering with the infinite. Protecting our energy is stewardship of our gifts and our power of giving. And so we must conserve and fill our own cup first in order to facilitate from the saucer, allowing our cup to overflow and continually allowing that service, that infinite loop, to continue to give more, to be given more, to receive more, to ask for more than more. When we understand our non-negotiable behaviors create an infrastructure, not only for sleep, but for our health and our family and our finance and our faith, and then study, pay attention to, give attention to the time that we have each and every day according to the circumstances, and also study the meaning, the relativity of that time according to the circumstances. When we mix the non-negotiable infrastructure with the negotiable circumstantial behaviors, we create a system to maximize the filling of our cup and the overflow into the saucer and the giving from the saucer that is equal or greater than what people can give from their cup as it diminishes and depletes down to zero by allowing ourselves to take care of ourselves. Utilizing the simple oxygen mask rule, where we put our own mask on first and then put it on those loved ones. And remember, if you have more than one loved one, pick the one with the most potential, put it on them next, and then so on and so forth. We track what refuels us, and we track what interferes with what refuels us. The infinite abundant system of energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. And we make those adjustments by stopping when we're interfering with it, dropping back to recollect, remind, and remember that infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, and then rolling back into the divine direction by surrounding ourselves with the right people, the right thoughts, and the right actions that equal this divine direction. There is a difference. We need to be disciplined with the people, disciplined with the thought, disciplined with the actions, but it not aligned with our divine direction. Then we will not have the devotion that's necessary, the desire that we must be what we can be to where we want to be or better. There's a difference between discipline and devotion. Devotion is what occurs. We disciplined about our people, our actions, and our thoughts in alignment with the divine direction, aligning the meaning of the past as well by the negotiables of sleep and health and family and faith and finance, and then studying time and relativity, meaning aligning our divine direction. Utilize micro boundaries daily. These micro boundaries surround the non-negotiable behavior, but also has to prioritize the negotiable, the circumstantials, according to the delays in weather and the interest rates. Use the hard drop rule to block the acceleration of the negativity and the energy. We must fill our cup first. If anyone would love the guide exercise on filling our cup first or the overall, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson, the right service versus people pleasing. One of the biggest interfaces of kind, generous, loving people in the infinite. These are our moms, you know, our first responders, our veterans, those people that please others always first. People pleasing diminishes our cup. It eats us. It interferes with the infinite amount of energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that's available to us in the human experience by drawing from this infinite amount of power that we have. But when we try to please everyone, we actually diminish or dissolve our power. The right service aligns our effort with the purpose and the thoughts of the purpose that then create results. Outcomes, the exponentiality through acceleration and aggregation of our behaviors that are aligned devotionally in that divine direction. When we say yes to every request, we interfere with that energy because we can't reconcile saying yes to every request in 24 hours that we're gifted, the guarantee every day that we're given, because it will interfere with utilization of the non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors in that 24 hours. It will create a depletion. And we will underdeliver because we will be interfering with the infinite amount of energy, the infinite of intelligence and inspiration available to us. When we focus on high leverage activities, high energy activities, outcomes and relationships improve. When we prioritize by what's important today, according what is happening today, the circumstances of the day, the changes of each and every day of time, emotion, and value that change every single day. Taking care of our non-negotiables, no matter what, the majority of our time spent in non-negotiables is sleep, family, finance, faith, and the study of time and relativity to reconcile it to our day circumstantially. But when we prioritize accordingly, the outcome and our relationships improve. We cannot say yes to every request. Service is a connection, not performance. People who are of service are performing at the highest self and providing more service to others and also receiving the service to fuel the tank, to serve from the sopper. And we ask, is this rooted in purpose for the sake of or aligned with where I want to be or better? Or is it a need for interfering for the feeling of being right or separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, etc.? Is it a need to me to feel good? Because when I'm able and capable of helping and being of service to others, I feel at my highest self. When I don't allow others to do so on this team by subject matter, topic, or expertise, I'm cheating them of their higher feeling, their higher self. Distinguish the root in the purpose. For the sake of what am I being of service? And am I prioritizing it according to the circumstances of the day in alignment with my devotion and divine direction and the meaning that I give it? Make sure every day that we define the top service priorities. Make sure that we replace that blanket yes with yes if or not now or would it help you if here may be a better way. I love using time, the man-made construct, the infrastructure of the man-made construct, the linear time, because I am open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed to be of service to everybody. But I don't just say yes because it might not be the right time, emotion, or value today. But I want to leave it open. So I would say, not at this time. When it is, I'll let you know. Same way I leave that in the present, someone else might feel resistance to helping me, obviously this isn't the right time. When it is, let me know. When we time box these opportunities, options, and touches of paper, when we time box meetings, and we now are protecting the maker of, we're protecting our time and utilizing and understanding visiting time versus activity we get paid for time, understanding unplanned plan. When we understand the aspect of negotiable and non-negotiable time, when we review the service that we look for in alignment with our divine direction versus the approval for self-validation, we can accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes that we desire are better, even if the evidence today is not present. It's either not there or it's contrary to where we want to be. It's irrelevant. It's arbitrary. It's capricious. We can utilize our behaviors in this manner by being of right service, not a people pleaser. If you'd like the guide to lesson two, the right service versus people pleasing, or overall the entire guide, exercises, and book, email me david@dmeltzer.com and I'll be happy to send it to you. david@dmeltzer.com. The third lesson under surrounding ourselves with the right service is boundaries. These boundaries create better service. Understanding the concept of linear time, it would be natural to have boundaries because we are limited only by time. It's the common denominator of all limitation. The meaning of the past limits us as well as our 24-hour God-guaranteed time. Without boundaries within the context of linear time, our generosity, our service leaks. But with boundaries, it becomes strategy of better service. We decline non-essential meetings. When we do so, we delegate intentionally. When we do so and show up more prepared, when we do so, we will be more present for what is a priority to us, what matters most for the sake of. Ask yourself honestly, am I doing this for the sake of what I thought I was doing this for the sake of my health, for the sake of my family, for the sake of my finance, for the sake of my faith? What is it in your devotion that is aligned with your divine direction? A clear no day as a boundary protects our capabilities, our capacity to provide powerful yeses tomorrow and the next day and so on and so forth as God's guarantee unravels itself in the divine direction of where we want to be or better by increasing the amount of good behavior and decreasing the amount of interfering or bad behavior. When we set capacity caps, this is the meetings that I have planned or unplanned. Here's the windows of response time, and we are capable of communicating, connecting in these valuable services of each other. We filter the questions by asking, does this align with our strengths, our values, our divine direction, our devotion, the meaning of our past? Are those aligned? Now we could take action and prepare for more adjustment as time, value, and emotion changes daily. The uncertainty is what creates fear. Fear is a natural ego-based response, and we must respond to that ego-based response by stopping, dropping down, becoming, reminding, and remember with our God, and then rolling into these boundaries to guide us. Utilize a delegation ladder. Automate, delegate, and personally own what's yours. Capture the options, opportunities, and touches of favor. Distribute them internally and externally. Create overlap agreements for those externally so that everybody benefits from the memorialization and remembrance, how we could help each other and how we can compensate each other. If you haven't gotten the lesson on overlap agreement or the template on overlap agreements, you've been wasting all the introductions and not monetizing the memorialization of how we can help each other and know people that can help each other and be of service to each other, please email me. Get an idea of how overlap agreements work, a non-binding memorialization of how we want to help each other and taking into account the adjustments that are necessary as time, emotion, and value changes in each and every aspect of our business by capturing options, opportunities, and touches of favor. Distribute them internally and externally, giving favor to overlap agreements, prioritizing the ones that we have received, and then executing on them and delegating again, internally or externally, the ones that you cannot accomplish in the man-made construct of time. Please email me, david@dmeltzer.com, to practice the recovery rituals of the high output days of walking, journaling, stretching, and silence, of recovery and productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. Please email me to understand the boundaries of frameworks to create more service in the neighborhood, the frequency that you belong to, in this team that you're playing for, people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, that are service to each other. Please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 4, serve through coaching, teaching, and mentorship. As we noted, the fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone to coach, teach, and mentor you that's in the situation that you want to be in and give you directions to where you want to be or better. But it also is you helping other people get to where they want to be. These are the two fastest ways to get you to where you want to be or better. When we coach, teach, and mentor, we must know the difference between the three. Mentorship is giving people directions to where we already are, saving them the dummy tax, accelerating the direction. Teaching is giving them the lessons to get to where we are, teaching them the steps and the routes and the guides, and helping teach them what we mean when we give them directions. A lot of times we give people directions, but we have to teach those directions. And then finally, coaching. Coaching is bringing out the best of them so that they can learn and mentor others as well, to empower others, to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We serve through coaching, teaching, and mentoring. Coaching, teaching, and mentoring multiplies exponentially our value by empowering others to empower others with the subject matter, topic, or expertise. For me, it's being happy by making a lot of money for the sake of helping other people and having a lot of fun. One of the insights that ripple through people, teams, and industries is this ability to coach, teach, and mentor. We learn to see value where others see waste. And it passes on these lenses, not just the answers, but so others can build differently on top of what we learned as a key teacher, coach, and mentor. Giving great service through teaching, coaching, and mentor isn't just giving these answers. It's changing the lenses, changing the way we look at things. As my mentor, Dr. Wayne Dyer, said, so the things we look at, I know we learned that from Sanders, but a guidepost, as everybody's adding on top of it, is Dr. Wayne Dyer added to Sanders, and I did Dr. Wayne Dyer, changing the way you look at things so the things you look at change. When we help others see, elevating their awareness to the dis-ease that they put themselves in, they scale their impact to others as well by building on top of what we have built. Make sure that we choose mentees and commit to playbook sessions with those mentees, helping people get to where they want to be or better, letting them play on our team and take our position so we can take someone else's position and progress through the enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of your potential. We share the framework, not just the fixes, giving them insights on how we thought about it, to see the suggestions that they have as well as the questions. It is the questions and suggestions that determine the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of where we are. We allow each other to hunt hidden value, look at the overlooked assets, design our own lives through these cases of clues and patterns and choices that we make. We celebrate our mentees' wins publicly so that service scales. We celebrate everything celebratable so service scales. If anybody would like the exercise guide, lesson number 4 or overall, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Serve through teaching and mentorship. Lesson number 5, practice receiving to multiply your giving. Herein lies one of the things that I teach everywhere I go, is the infinite loop of giving. The infinite loop of giving, it overcomes and makes constructs what most people perceive as automatic in the infinite, which is the more you give, the more you receive. That is not true in the main construct of quantifiable monetization and materialization. It doesn't work with time and it doesn't work with money, in other words. We can't give what we don't have. And so many of us give more than we have and we end up at zero every single time. Within the construct of zero time, zero money, zero materialization. Yes, in the infinite, the love and the generosity, that will continue. Or you give, the more you receive. Because that's infinite in its higher frequency and the truth, the potential. But man-made constructs, materialization, money, does not work the same as generosity, kindness, and love. If we won't receive, we cap our capacity to give in the man-made constructs. Sustainable service requires an inflow of time and money. The more time and money we have, the more we can be of service. Not really hard to grapple with or grasp. When we deflect and compliments, when we don't receive them and then ask for more, we wonder why we're exhausted, why we are interfering with the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, energy that is given to us every day. When we receive, we build a reservoir of giving. And the more we give, using gratitude and empathy and accountability to see all we're given, when others seem to be punished or missing the evidence, we have faith that we are given more. We receive it, and then we ask for more than more, so we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. Instead of ending up in the constructs of money, materialization, etc., we end up with more than enough of everything for everyone and are more sustainable in our service. Receiving is a responsibility. If you don't receive, you are not allowing others to feel their self, be close to God, or fill their God-sized hole, because you are cheating them of their higher self. Because whenever we're capable and able to help other people, we feel closest to God. We feel our higher selves. So get into the many constructive infinite loop of giving, just the same as you do with kindness, generosity, and love. It keeps our service abundant, not transactional. No pro quo here. There's no trading of service. The more I give, the more I receive. No, the more you give, the more you are given. The more you can receive, and the more you can ask for, an infinite loop of giving. More than enough of everything for everyone. This infinite loop is not transactional. By the infinite amount of love, kindness, and generosity that we experience. When we simply say thank you before we go to bed, when we wake up, when we simply say thank you, we are receiving all that we are given without deflection or interference. That's why saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up every day is the most impactful thing that you can do. Even though it just takes 0.1 seconds and it's free, gratitude will get you to where you want to be, or in the infinite loop. When we practice receiving to multiply, gratitude is a key component, a backbone, a spine of all that matters in the infinite loop, but more than enough of everything for everyone. That we have specific forms to help every single day with feedback and intros and covers that capture all options, opportunities, and touches, favor, distribute internally, externally, by giving favor to those with an overlap, prioritizing all that we're given, and then executing or redistributing internally, externally, all those options and opportunities we cannot cover within the man-made constructs of time and money and materialization. Maintain a support stack through the overlap agreement of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, and allows us to practice refilling our cup to overflow. Make sure that we practice and track the inflow and the outflow of the infinite loop, where we capture, distribute, execute, prioritize and execute and redistribute as we work through the abundant nature of everything. If you would like exercises and guides overall, or just for lesson 5, practice, receive, and multiply. If you like the exercise on the infinite loop giving, you got it. Not to be annoying, but annoying people teach better. because we're repetitive and honest. So I'm going to be repetitive and honest. David@dmeltzer.com, your most annoying teacher, mentor, and coach, because I'm honest and repetitive. All right, lesson six, the final lesson of being surrounding ourselves with the right service. Choose solitude over FOMO. Choose JOMO over FOMO. The joy of missing out or the fear of missing out. Same with other people's opinion, you know, JOPO and FOPO. Everybody's living in the FOMO and FOPO here. I'm shifting them to the JOMO and JOPO, the joy of other people's opinion, the joy of missing out, because this constant noise, it interferes with thoughts about our purpose, and the thoughts about our purpose, the meaning of our purpose is our purpose in alignment with what? The divine direction, the devotional behaviors in the divine direction where we want to be or better each and every day with non-negotiable divinity and devotion and negotiable circumstantial behaviors that are also divine toward where we want to be or better. It is solitude, the JOMO, that clarifies our what, our who, our how, our why, and our now, and applying our why. It's how we serve. What you want in alignment with the divine direction, align the meaning of the past with it, know who you can help, who can help you, know how best to utilize man-made costs of time with planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, negotiable, non-negotiable sleep, etc. And then prioritize how and do it. 100% of the things you do now get done. And then we apply our why as we serve. When we choose the JOMO or FOMO, joy of missing out, or the fear of missing out. When we fill every hour with events, disapproval, and misdirection, interference between the end, we need to make sure that we have unplanned time in our non-negotiable behavior. Start with sleep, then move to family, then move to faith and finance and the study of time and relativity to realign our past with the objectives, the divine direction, so that our behaviors are not just disciplined, but they're devotional. Discipline people, actions, thoughts align with what we do, say, think, feel, and believe in the direction or trajectory of where we want to be or better. And those actions will compound, accelerate, and aggregate in a devotional way in a divine direction to provide us more than enough of everything for everyone. Any balance and harmony that's created is obviously a performance enhancer. No better performance enhancer than sleep. Because recovery that occurs when you sleep and access to a higher level of vibrational information transcend the inspiration to information, materialization, monetization, information. It's the quiet work that makes the loud work matter. It is the quiet work that makes the loud work matter. Block out time in non-negotiable ways, a minimum amount of time to think, feel, believe, and say, to meditate, to utilize this sleep, health, and the family, and the faith. No devices, no pens, no paper is needed. Utilize a timeline of purpose and objectives, divine direction, and activities. Prune, as we study our calendar, prune our time with JOMO, not FOMO. Move, dissipate, dissolve, and disappear misaligned or interfering activities that are not aligned with where you want to be or better. Categorize your man-made constructive God guarantee 24 hours by is it aligned with my divine direction or is this interfering with it? We can convert clarity to service, utilizing and enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. One small, consistent activity that helps someone each and every day. We choose JOMO over FOMO, solitude over FOMO, the joy of missing out over the fear of missing out. If you'd like this exercise, this lesson, or overall, just email me. This is your annoying coach, teacher, and mentor, David Meltzer. Been teaching, coaching, and annoying you for 28 years in the same shit, different ways. Please email me so you can be repetitive and annoying and help other people with your honesty and your repetitiveness. David@dmeltzer.com. We need to surround ourselves with the right service. We need to fill our cup first. We need to know right service versus being people pleasers. Creating boundaries to create the better service and abundance. We need to serve through coaching, teaching, and mentorship and understand the difference between the three, practicing receiving and asking for more to multiply our giving. And finally, choosing JOMO over FOMO. Real impact doesn't come from trying to please everyone. It comes from disciplined people, disciplined thoughts, and disciplined actions of sustainable service. We protect our ability, our capacity when we say no, when it preserves a bigger yes. When we teach others to see the value where others see waste, we anchor to solitude for harmony, for our community, to support each other and know people that will support each other, and to the thoughts about our purpose for the purpose of our divine direction to create devotion behavior, not just discipline behavior. If we keep our cup full, our service will compound exponentially. Those small, thoughtful acts become momentum, and momentum becomes culture, and culture becomes legacy. Aligned with our values, daily practices, and execution of those, reminding ourselves that the values are gratitude, empathy, this accountability, and inspiration, effective communication. The momentum is our behaviors of knowing what our how, our now, and apply our why. And our execution of the legacy execution of capturing the abundance of God, filling God's size hole with God by capturing the options, opportunities, and touches of favor of God, distribute them internally and externally, giving favor to the overlap agreement, prioritize all options and opportunities and touches of favor that we've received, and then execute the prioritized ones according to our non-negotiable and negotiable circumstantial behavior, and then redistributing the ones that we can't get to internally and externally, giving favor to those that have an overlap agreement. When we align our internal abundance with the right external action in the values, practices, and execution model, we don't just do more. We become more. We become more helpful, more people for infinity, for a lot longer in that legacy, that culture, that community of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. This has been the Surround Yourself with the Right Service training. Please order my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, coming out Super Bowl. And once again, remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to yourself and do good deeds.